This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour of Friday is upon us, the end of the week already, the first week of June, the 5th of June, and it's been a wild week here, radio-wise and otherwise, so let's get at it. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keevan is here, I'm Doug Steffen. Your attention, please, you know how they say, when they say on the airplanes when they're about to make that same announcement that they've been making for 100 years, as long as it's been flying, well, you got to do this and you got to do that. This is the DJV program. We're not flying. I noticed that the stock in American Airlines went up pretty substantially yesterday as they announced they're going back to flying, what, about half of what they flew last summer, I think, something like that. And that's good news for those of us who are flying. The schedule's not improved until... when I looked at the numbers, I thought it was really fascinating. The numbers, they were flying an average of about 30,000 people a day during the pandemic, and now they're up to 110,000. When you consider that they carry well over a million passengers a day in normal circumstances, it really can you imagine going from a million passengers a day to 30,000 almost overnight?
It's a change.
What that's done? Wow. Unga bunga. All right, so I'm going to make an observation, then Jennifer, you and Victoria can make your observations. I think, although we're known for this in our country, things getting out of hand, things going way off to one side or another. But I look at all of the people that are kneeling, and the signs that are up for Floyd, and the examiner. And I see these pictures. This guy's become a god, and people are. We have a real problem in our country, no question about it. Race, the world has a problem with race. It isn't just black and white. It's all people who are different, just are not accepted in many cultures, and they don't let you in. I've often talked about the Japanese and how racist they are. They are, and they're very blatant about it. The Chinese aren't any better. And when you look at the Russians, or you look at just many different cultures and countries, they're not open, and they're not willing to change. So here we have our country that is pretty open and pretty willing to change, although we're going into it kicking and screaming. We've been up and down and sideways and in and out. But I'm getting, I think I think I've had enough. The Floyd thing represents a poison that is in our country. There's no question about that. But are we going in terms of how he is being presented? He's the lightning rod. The event was the lightning rod for it. But are we making too much of him? I guess maybe that's my, you know, we've had many other circumstances, many other cases, many other circumstances where, you know, we keep talking about Breonna and what happened in that circumstance. I mean, you can come up with
I don't think enough people are talking about her.
Hundreds. Well,
That's ridiculous that we're not focusing more on her. And the Ahmaud Arbery case, that hasn't even... the investigator released a report yesterday that he was also hit by the pickup truck before he died. Mm-hmm. And they were screaming things at him
that would indicate that it was really, truly a racist.
Yeah, the N-word was all over the place.
Right.
Yeah.
I think we can actually find some agreement here. I don't think any of us think that what happened to George Floyd was justified at all.
Of course not. No.
But when you make the case, I think the elevation of him is unfortunate because it almost, I think, detracts from some of the other stories. I mean, there's still a lot to learn about what the circumstances were in his case. And then when you hear about his past, he didn't deserve to die, but certainly he was a flawed person like we all are. Unfortunately, I think he had a problem with drugs, obviously. We're learning that he beat up a woman and held a gun to her when he served. He was in jail for 5 years before he moved from Houston to Minneapolis because of aggravated assault, and I guess he had a history of robberies and theft. And so I think, to the point, we use him as kind of the poster child of this movement. I mean, I think Victoria is absolutely right when she says, here's Ahmaud Arbery, who is this kid who was out running. I say kid, it makes me sound old, but this young man who's out running, doing nothing wrong, and is truly killed and hunted for the color of his skin. Mm. And he's kind of forgotten in all of this. And then you get, you know, the other woman, Breonna Taylor. I can't say that that was a racist attack necessarily, but it was certainly a lack of training, which is the point of a lot of these Black Lives Matter protests, that there needs to be better training. And I think that's being forgotten. So it's unfortunate, because it's not that I think that, you know, anything bad should have happened to George Floyd, certainly, but I think just making him that person on the movement is, it takes away from other stories
thought,
that are
every
that are
emotion,
just as important. Right.
Every focus is now on George Floyd, which is inappropriate, and that's basically, thank you, we've all agreed pretty much on the same thing, that there are other cases that require as much scrutiny as does George Floyd. And we're not giving them that. So whatever the reason, what it is about this that has manifested the amount of time and interest in the problem that we've had in this country pretty much forever. It's gone up and down.
I also think that people, the difference with Breonna Taylor, there's no footage. And the difference, you know, Ahmaud Arbery, those two disgusting racists, three of them really, because the third guy I think was totally complicit who filmed it. So the three of them who hunted this man down have a history of all kinds of racist stuff that they've posted online, using the N-word left, right, and center about coworkers and other people in the neighborhood. And they're just horrible, disgusting, vile human beings. The only reason they even got arrested is because, thankfully, one of those idiots filmed it. But if they had not filmed it, that would have been a complete murder, a hunting and a murder with zero justice. And I think we knew that was already bubbling up. And then Breonna Taylor happened, and that was just horrible. And then we watched George Floyd die. And so that's the reason. I think it's, you know, and in any court of law, your prior actions have nothing to do with what's going on with the specific issue.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, okay, fine. He had a history with, he was a flawed person, as Jen said. That I don't think that's the point. I think the point is America and the world watched him slowly get murdered. And so I think that he's always going to be a lightning rod for that, just because of the visual of it. If there was no visual, I don't know that we would really be that focused on it, to be honest. It would be another outrage, sure, and justifiably. But just the fact that the world watched him die for 8.5 minutes on that
visual. I think that's right. It's just, I guess, you know, what's bothered me from this all the time is that we've just jumped to conclusions that we know exactly why this police officer was going after George Floyd. And to, I guess, to make him the center of the movement, it seems that Ahmaud Arbery is the person who should be the face, because there's your racism out there front and center. And maybe because it's not all caught on tape, that's the problem. But certainly there's so many other things that we're going to learn about what went on. I mean, now we're already finding out about the cops, as these other three people were charged. We find out that one of them was only on the job for a couple of days and was saying, hey, should we do this and not, you know, there's so many issues at play that we just don't know about.
Well, one of the issues is, Jennifer, that nobody who's any good is going to want to be a police officer.
Absolutely.
The circumstances. Unless
it can't be
train
a job
people
that
better and pay them a whole lot of money.
Let's be honest. In a lot of towns, and in my small town that I grew up in New Jersey, every derelict is now a cop on the local force. It cannot be a scapegoat for people who didn't have a good time in high school and want revenge. And in a lot of cases, that's exactly what it turns into.
See, I don't believe that. I think
small
towns, there are a lot.
Jen, in small
maybe
towns
in small
across
towns,
the country,
but
that's so known that it's a stereotype now. In small town USA, that's what
I
happens.
Believe that men and women put their lives on the line every single day to
protect
this country.
But some of them are inappropriately
90,
in the job.
Some of them, but 99.9% of them are good people and are unfortunately drug into this. And I actually have to tell you, pretty furious today because of the LA mayor saying that he's now going to partially defund the LAPD, and he kind of bowed down to these protesters who have been out there asking for a defunding of the police.
But the LAPD is so overfunded. I've been reading.
It's not over. No. They actually, according to the population, they're one of the least funded police departments in major cities across the country. If anything, they needed more funds, which is what they were supposed to get.
So crime is down. Why do they have to up the funding then? Why don't they fix the homelessness problem?
The reason crime is down is because they've changed the law in California so that date rape is now a misdemeanor, that assault is now a misdemeanor. Unless it's a felony assault or a felony rape where you use a weapon, these things are misdemeanors in California right now. You can steal up to $1,000 worth of goods, and you're going to get a ticket. You're not even going to get put in jail. So the line keeps being moved back. Right. The thought that crime is down in Los Angeles or in California is a huge, huge lie. And because they just keep moving the bar and nothing is a crime anymore. So the police are now being forced to deal with the homeless problem. The police are being forced to deal with people who get away with crimes and they arrest them and they get right back out of jail again. And now they're being spit at. People are tossing their urine at them. They're being called pigs. And LA Mayor Garcetti has now decided that the best option, instead of offering more training, which is what maybe people should be thinking about, instead of offering more training, better training, additional programs, they're going to defund the police. And I think it's ridiculous because people in inner cities want police too.
The metal of the leadership in California and many other places is weak. He's de Blasio,
there could be a pay-per-view match of which one is the dumber idiot. It's de Blasio versus Garcetti, and they're both awful. They're both pitiful excuses of leadership in the country, but yet people elect them, vote for them every single time.
You've heard me talk about the BOGO sale at MyPillow.com. I've got another one for you, a deal from the folks at Calitrin. At a time when the folks at Calitrin recognize that you want to lose weight, that the situation has got started, everybody talking about how the victims of the virus are usually overweight. Now, after the virus, we're going through, coming out on the other end, a lot of people who've been home for 3 months also are a problem or have a problem because they've gained a lot of weight as well. So it's sort of coming from both ends, both sides. The folks at Calitrin recognize that. So when you go to toploss.com to order your program, your weight loss formula that is guaranteed to work, there's so many different things you can find at the website, and that they're authenticated, they're genuine, they're real. It's not these phony baloney things that you hear in some of the spots from somebody who says, I lost 50 pounds, when that's the secretary of the boss at the radio station saying that. She didn't lose 5 ounces, never mind 5 pounds, but it sounds good. This is more than sounding good. It works well. It is good. It's the best way for you to lose weight if you want to not be exposed to stimulants and to drugs and all that kind of stuff. And right now, when you go to toploss.com, the program is pretty simple. Use the DJV code for the BOGO sale. Buy one, get one free. Or more specifically, buy three, get three free. Buy four, buy as many as you want, and get the equal number free. They've gone back to that to help people lose weight. What a fabulous opportunity this is for you. And, you know, a lot of children have put weight on, and this is a program for them. Children can benefit from using this product. The science is very clear, and it works so well for all ages. So if you and your family put on weight, let's get rid of it. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV. You have free shipping and that BOGO sale. Toploss.com.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're fishing for some good country music, you found it. That lady's pretty good, huh? Sturgill Simpson instead of sturgeon. That's the fish. You got that, Victoria?
Yes.
Sturgeon and sturgeon. They're performing a free live stream concert at Nashville's Ryman Auditorium tonight as a thank you to fans who raised more than $250,000 for three different charities. Set for tonight at 7 o'clock Central Time, Simpson's performance will stream free of charge via Nugs.net, Twitch, and YouTube. Nugs.net. I never heard of that one before. Anybody watch anything on Nugs.net before?
No.
Nugs.net.
I've had chicken nugs before, but I've
yes, I know. Yeah. Sturgill, you're in real form today, Jennifer. Sturgill must be sleep deprivation at the end of the week. Sturgill said...
That's right.
With your unbelievable generosity, we raised over $250,000 for Music Cares, COVID Relief, Equity Alliance Natural, Tornado Relief, and the Special Forces Foundation, benefiting severely wounded operators fighting the global war on terrorism, and the families of those who didn't return. As a show of my appreciation for your efforts, I'll be performing a one-hour live stream concert as promised. Fans can further donate to the organizations through the purchase of a show poster and a T-shirt. Tonight's concert is going to be a nod to his bluegrass roots. Feature a fiddler, a mandolin player, a banjoist, guitarist, bassist, and Simpson's longtime drummer, Miles Miller. Oh, yes, I remember Miles Miller. Simpson's concert marks the first live show at the Ryman, albeit without an audience, since the venue went down in March because of the coronavirus. So, Sturgill Simpson on stage tonight at the Ryman, and you can tune in at 7, so it'll be 8 o'clock Eastern, to Nugs.net. You can have your Nugs while you're watching your Nugs. And it's on Twitch and YouTube. Who watches? What's on Twitch? What's the main bill of fare on Twitch? I know YouTube, but...
A lot of different videos and networks. And
yeah, it's just Twitch. Three different ways. It's just, it would be like if you're doing Instagram Live, Facebook Live, and Twitter. You know, it's just three different other sources.
Okay.
He probably has deals with them in some way.
Got it. All right, 25, almost 26 after the hour here on the DJB Show with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you, and a focus on Robert Earl Keen, Texas singer and songwriter, announcing a pair of shows at one of the Lone Star State's best-known venues on the 12th and 13th, which I believe is next Friday and Saturday. He will perform at Gruen Hall in New Braunfels. I don't know where New Braunfels is. Anybody know where that is?
Nope. Somewhere in Texas.
Somewhere in Texas. One of the first indoor concerts since the COVID thing started. These shows will implement social distancing measures. On a normal night, this hall set up for 800 general admission guests and standing room only two. Keen's shows will cap that number at 138, seated at 23 tables of six. Ticket buyers have to purchase a full table, so they'll be seated only with their own party, and all tables will be 6 feet apart. Capacity may be expanded to include more tables in the outdoor beer garden, which can see the stage and hear the audio. Walk-up bar service closed. Table service will be provided. Tickets will go on sale next week at the Gruen Hall's website, G-R-U-E-N-E. No pricing info is available yet. Now, the hall is my rejuvenating hot springs fountain of youth, says Robert Earl Keane. Numerous artists have been scheduling shows at drive-in theaters, parking lots as a way to give performances for fans in their cars. Keith Urban's done it. Eli Young Band has done it. Alan Jackson has done it. So now this arrangement has been made. Robert Earl Keane, the latest to play outdoors, get back at least into some sort of outside concert schedule, which a lot of people will be very appreciative of, I'm sure, because people are getting very itchy, as we can tell. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
There's a girl and her bare feet asleep on the back seat of that trunk's full of...
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are, and those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do, and then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr says a president should be able to walk from the White House and visit a church without being harassed by protesters. He speaks after the White House gets some blowback after federal authorities forcibly broke up a peaceful protest against police brutality on Monday evening to clear the way for President Trump to walk to that church across from the White House.
I don't necessarily view that as a political act. I think it was entirely appropriate for him to do.
Barr also defending his authority to use federal forces in Washington, D.C. to help end disturbances following the death of George Floyd. An American prisoner in Iran is coming home now as Michael White was allowed to leave Iran nearly 2 years after being convicted there of insulting the Iranian supreme leader. The White House says the U.S. Navy veteran's now in Switzerland and will soon be back on U.S. soil. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A YouTube star is facing criminal charges from Saturday's looting at a Scottsdale, Arizona mall. As cops there say, they got hundreds of tips identifying 23-year-old Jake Paul as being at Scottsdale Fashion Square. They say he entered and remained inside the mall after it closed. He's facing criminal trespass and unlawful assembly charges. As cities and towns across the nation face huge costs from their responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, many are also dealing with costly stormwater and water treatment backups and clogs because people are still improperly disposing of wipes and PPE. Face masks, gloves, and wipes are being flushed down toilets, causing wastewater clogs, and many gloves and masks which get thrown away on sidewalks or in streets are contributing to stormwater backups. And officials say those items can also end up then being washed into waterways, posing dangers to wildlife. The American Society of Civil Engineers Committee for America's Infrastructure says people are taxing infrastructure that's already old and deteriorating. And Lego is asking stores not to promote any of its toy sets featuring police or the White House. All the products are still there for sale, but the company says it's suspending advertising in response to the nationwide protests, saying it wants the black community to know that it stands with them against racism and inequality. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour this Friday, June 5th, on the air, the DJ V-Way, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen, lots of things going on. Do I say that too much, ladies? A lot of things going on?
Well, there are. It's like the understatement of the year.
All right, Father's Day is coming up. Right now, your time to cue in the 888-302-3684 phone line. That's 888-302-DOUG. If you would like to win a $400 Works 40-volt PowerShare 20-inch lawnmower for Father's Day, something you can give to your father for Father's Day, if you need a mower that has mulching power, it's powered by batteries. These are fabulous the new style battery that's easily, quickly rechargeable in about 15, 20 minutes. It's a walk-behind mower. Doesn't have a Briggs & Stratton engine on it or any of that stuff. Don't have to check the oil. You don't have to put gas in it. You squeeze the lever and away you go. And if you'd like to win one of these right now, we'll start with the seventh caller at 888-302-DOUG. I would like you to tell us about your best father's memory. Not just Father's Day, but what's your favorite memory of your dad? It doesn't make any difference whether he's with us still or not, but if you've got, it's better because you're going to give this, hopefully, to your dad or your husband or whomever for Father's Day, which is the 21st. So buzz this up right now, 888-302-3684, your favorite memory of your father, the good stories, and we'll share them. So you can, now's a good time. We're going to talk about a couple of things, and I'll take some calls. 302-3684, that's it. 888-302-DOUG, your favorite memory of your dad. All right, help yourself. And it could be stepdad, whatever. You come up with a good story, and the ladies will be the judge of the.
No, we're not judging. No, we're not judging.
We're gonna take caller. Pick it, Victoria. What number?
Caller 8.
I think
caller
I did.
Eight.
I just say 7.
No, did you say 7?
All right, so whoever the right caller is, that's right. We're not making a contest. That
caller number 8, and then you just tell us your story.
888-302-3684. All right. So while you're working on your story, the story here is of some arrests that have been made. These are Chinese nationals.
This has nothing to do with the riots or protests or anything. This is the arrest of three.
Well, it has
Chinese
to do with the Chinese being bad guys.
Yeah, but I'm saying it has nothing to do with our domestic issues right now. Right. The three Chinese nationals were sentenced to prison yesterday for entering a restricted area at a naval base in Key West, Florida, to take photos and videos. Why were they there? Why were they doing that? That's a good question. They all pleaded guilty to illegally entering the restricted area within Naval Air Station Key West in December, taking photographs and videos, and they got busted. In a separate case, two others, and these are two young men in their early 20s, they were each sentenced to 12 months and then 9 months, respectively, in prison. They both pleaded guilty to illegally entering the restricted area, the same as the first person. And I don't, you know, obviously when they got busted, they were in a restricted area. They took photos of an annex and other government buildings near sensitive military facilities, and they were verbally warned not to do it. There were signs posted everywhere. There were numerous warnings to them, and yet they still managed to.
So what's the speculation? Or they're celebrate American military might, or what are they doing there? Yeah.
They all pretended that they didn't speak English, and it turns out that officials now later on said that they all read and write English way better than.
Well, remember the story a couple of years ago about time is a flash now. So whenever it was, about the woman who went into Mar-a-Lago and pretended to be pretended to be looking for the pool or the workout or something, and then she said she didn't speak English either, and she absolutely did. So
just having to find Donald Trump's bedroom.
People, what is it with Chinese people spying
think?
In Florida? But why, it's all in Florida. So what's going on?
Weather's
in Florida?
Better there. Better to go to Florida. And you know what? This is going to build up these kinds of stories.
True.
We talk about the Chinese virus and it being the Chinese government that we blame for that. But you'll see now, because of things like this, where it seems someone who's an average Chinese person pulls a stunt like that, that people are going to become, there's more animosity.
I don't think these are average Chinese people.
No, but you can't tell by looking at them whether they're average. They have a uniform on, they were dressed with street clothes. So
right.
How do you tell them
the
bad guys from the good guys?
With any criminal, though. That's the challenge always.
But because there's a sensitivity among Americans especially, but people all around the world, frankly, to the Chinese communists having created this whole fiasco that we're living in, whether you like it or you don't like it, there are going to be people who will take it out on the average, and that's what's going to be the hard thing to meter.
The other thing is that that we didn't hear about, or at least I didn't hear about this, that two Chinese embassy officials were also quote unquote secretly expelled, is the word that they're using. But they were expelled by the U.S. after they entered a sensitive military base or an area of the military base in Norfolk, Virginia, and at the time they were, I guess, posing with people who were their wives. But now the CIA says that they were operating as a diplomat undercover. And they were taking photos of this base in Virginia. So this is obviously some sort of a pattern here, and maybe that woman who busted into Mar-a-Lago, and she had, didn't she have hard drives with her? She was going to try to either give a virus or try to extract some sort of data from Mar-a-Lago. But, yeah.
Speaking of a reason not to like the Chinese, the connection to the World Health Organization, although there's something interesting about the WHO resuming testing of hydrochlorazine or hydroxychloroquine.
Can we talk about this for a second?
Talk
this
about which?
Well, first, about the word you can't say, hydroxychloroquine.
I know, right?
It's the malaria drug. That's what
it is. But well, there are a lot of malaria drugs.
It was pooped all over because Trump talked about it. And
yep.
So all of these studies were torn up and destroyed.
Well, look at what The Lancet wrote this week.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
And The Lancet had first said that this is okay, and now it says, oh, no, it's no good. Dr. Ken was crazy about this week.
No. Lancet came out and said if you dig in deeper, they said that they had it wrong, that hydroxychloroquine is not dangerous, and they actually reversed on what they
had warned. Right, I'm starting with the beginning of it. Yeah, they changed their opinion. Yes, that's true.
So
but at the beginning, they were all against this when it was just obviously political.
But how many people are dying or not getting that treatment now?
It can't be that political because everyone in New York, a lot of doctors in New York are the ones using it, so it can't be that political.
In some circles, I think it is. It depends on where you are, I think, Victoria, but I think it has been much politicized. So anyway,
I think it just depends on how so many studies have done it the wrong way or have done it in a different way, and that's part of the problem. This is going to actually be a standardized test now, 3,500 patients, 35 countries, and so as long as they do it the way that the report that came out of France that Dr. Ken's been talking about, if they would actually mimic that report, then we'd have some real data. Because the study in France did not involve a lot of people. And we have, you know, friends of the family who are huge Trump supporters who would not give hydroxychloroquine to a patient without further, you know, who are doctors. Yeah. And they said that they wouldn't give it without further studying either. It had not gone through the proper blind trials. Well, I know because Dr. Ken told you. But other people who don't, you know, other doctors that we know who love Trump, it has nothing to do with politics, say that, you know, they're more cautious than that. I understand Dr. Ken loves Trump, and so he jumps on it right away, but there are other doctors who are more cautious.
I think more than that, I think doctors are always good. I mean, how many times does science disprove itself? I mean, we see it all the time, right?
So there's
always arguments within the medical community about what's right, what's wrong, who discovered
what. The double-blind studies or evidence-based medicine.
The dangerous part is to have the news.
It depends on who pays for the study, and it depends on the study. If it's done in a legitimate fashion, but if some drug company pays for a study to prove that its drug is A-OK, hello, ding, ding, ding.
I guess like double blinds in general, but go ahead.
But the point that I would make is that I think the media jumped on the headlines of this saying Trump's an idiot and he's putting American lives at risk and people are going to die because Trump said something about hydroxychloroquine.
So
when I say it's dangerous, more than anything, obviously consult with your doctor, let your doctor argue it out and decide what's appropriate for you. And that's just what the message should be. But how many people who hate Trump, who see these headlines, go, I'm not taking hydroxychloroquine, and would actually deny it even if they were
in dire
straits. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. All right, the only other, not the only other, but perhaps the only other relevant story that's new with regard to the coronavirus in a general sense is what's happened finally in legislative form, the increased flexibility for the PPP program, the Paycheck Protection Program that Jennifer's company and my company have done. We were first told that we had it'd be a 75% forgivable and had to use all the money up in 8 weeks by the end of June. Now there are new rules. Businesses won't be obligated to spend as much of their federal loans on payroll, and we'll have 16 more weeks to use the funds. So that'll be good. $550 billion so far, but there's still another. There's $120 billion left. Hasn't been used yet. Farmers haven't still gotten a penny of it. They got a call from a local farm service agent yesterday asking me if I wanted help filling out the forms for the farm. So there's an outreach here that is good. But there's another bill that would allow for more, I guess, another shot to the public in general. But there's been, like, billions. These checks, a lot of Americans didn't get the stimulus checks. And I don't know where the action is. What do you call your congressman? What do you do If you didn't get
legal
one,
legal representatives to. Or yeah. your yeah, it's it it isn't obviously it's a flawed system, but people
yeah,
who don't use
it was done fast.
People who don't use direct deposit for their taxes, whether mm-hmm. they, and people, a lot of people owe taxes every year, so they've never had
yeah,
a reason to
just
submit their bank account number. So that happened
and
in the case of my brother.
I get my, I pay that way electronically, and I also get my Social Security that way. And I didn't. I got a check. I didn't get it as direct deposit.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, there's a couple of different circumstances, and I think because everybody isn't paying their taxes in the same way, you have to go to IRS.gov and register yourself. My dad almost didn't get his. We did his on the last day, and then he got his stimulus yeah. check. So I think it just depends. And if people weren't paying attention to the information coming out, which I think they tried to get out, but I don't know how well it was disseminated, like amongst
yeah,
news
resume.
Sites and stuff
yeah.
that people
yeah.
see. And so yeah, you got to register at the IRS.gov site. And what I learned is that if you have taxes that you pay ahead on, the government was actually taking the money out of that. So some people got less because, you know, if you had, like, stuff that you're
oh,
supposed
you make
to pay ahead on.
Estimated quarterlies?
Yeah, if you do
correct.
Quarterlies. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Huh. Yep, yep, yep. All that right, let's see who we can find here with a favorite memory. I've asked you to call us at 888-302-3684. We're giving away a WORX, a Works Power Electric Mulcher Mower. And let's see, what do we decide? Call number 7, number 8. Looks like Richard, who's listening on WTTB, long-time affiliate in Vero Beach. Hi, Richard.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing
Hi,
well,
Richard.
Thank you. How about you?
Doing good, thank you.
Are you somebody's dad?
As a matter of fact, I am a father, yes, sir, and a grandfather.
A father and a grandfather. Who are your children?
I have a daughter, Alyssa Thomas Bates. She lives just a little bit west of us, but we get to see her at least 3 times a week, and the grandkids a little bit more than that.
Good for you. And what about other children? Is she your only child?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, but your father's still alive, yeah?
My father unfortunately passed away in 2009.
Ah. So what are you going to do with this mower? Well, first, tell us your story, your favorite memory of your father. And then maybe you get it for you. How about that for a deal?
Well,
go ahead.
Living in Florida, my dad and my mom lived in Ohio. So every year we'd go back up for Father's Day. And we'd make a golf outing out of the day. My brothers would meet out there, and we'd just have a great time. And turns out one year we just set a video camera down and recorded this whole 19th hole, you know, just celebration we had with, you know, brothers and brother-in-law and all that. And that turns out that was one of the best family memories we, you know, get a replay every year.
Isn't that fun?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it is. Because fathers should live in our memories, and maybe with the advent of video and pictures and all that stuff, you can live through the things much more easily. So that is great.
Yes,
it's very, that's very sweet. So as long as your father's not around, you can use this for you. How big
exactly.
is your lawn in Vero Beach? Where do you live in Vero?
We live, we're about 2 miles west of the ocean.
Okay.
We're,
on the other side of 95? Which side? You're on the
We're on
west,
the east side of 95.
East side of 95. Okay. All right. How much of a lawn have you got?
We got about a quarter acre.
All right, this is perfect for you. $400 worth of...
I think it does a quarter acre, right?
It does a quarter
go
acre.
On one charge.
Right. Plug it in and away you go. Walk behind more from the works. That's what we're going to do. So you talk to Phil for a second here, Richard, and get the information, and we'll make sure you get this in time for Father's Day, okay? Is that a good deal?
That's a good deal. Thank you very much. I enjoy the show. I'm in and out of stores all day, but as I'm driving through the morning, I get to listen to you quite often. So enjoy
right.
the show.
That's cool.
Enjoy the content.
That's good. Well, you
happy
can
Father's Day.
Yeah,
happy Father's Day.
Much.
You can listen all day long if you want to at djvshow.com. There's a benefit. 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
All right, it's Tech Talk time now, a review of the top five stories from this past week, according to the research done by Victoria Keeling, who's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, for those of you who don't recognize my sultry voice. This is a review of from number five to number one. We start at this Spotify story that I suppose this makes people happy, does it not, this story?
It does. If you are paying for Spotify, then congratulations. After basically shaming the company for the last few years, listeners can now have more than 10,000 songs in their music library. So if you, in the past, if you liked a number of songs and you got to the 10,000 mark, then they basically told you that you need to start deleting other songs because that was the ceiling. And a lot of Spotify users were just furious with this. They have, this is a huge music platform. It's the biggest one in the world, 130 million subscribers worldwide. If you compare that to what else is out there, Apple Music only has 60 million, and Amazon has 55 million. So Spotify has, beyond subscribers, they have 286 million people who are using the free version. And so this has been something that in their community exchange where they go back and forth with users for feedback, this was the number one thing that people complained about. So more than 12,500 votes were cast in favor of lifting the 10,000 song limit. And so Spotify listened, and a lot of people are very happy about it.
Good for them. Here's number four. Zoom says free users won't get encryption. So the FBI is out in the cold here? What is this all about?
Well, no, so two stories, really. So at the beginning of the week, Zoom announced that they would be doing end-to-end encryption for extra security. Now, that only applies to the paid service of Zoom, which means that's the where you have corporate accounts. If you are, if you've been working from home, you're most likely doing Zoom calls on a paid corporate account. That allows you to go longer than 40 minutes. The free version of Zoom allows you to have a call up to 40 minutes, and you can have a mix of people on the Zoom site, or you can have people calling in. So the new end-to-end encryption is going to be for the paid version of this. and you can no longer call into it from a cell phone or landline. You actually have to use the Zoom link. It's for extra security. Now, the reason Zoom says that the free version does not have the end-to-end encryption is so that the police and the FBI can access those calls if they need to. Zoom has had issues with child pornography and predators and things like that, so they want to make it easier for those people to be caught, and that's why they say they're not doing the end-to-end encryption on the free version.
Ah, okay. Number three, Apple tracking stolen iPhones. All right, you may get
speaking
this.
Of criminals.
Yeah.
So we all know, we've seen the images, Apple stores, high-end stores, Best Buy, Chanel, every type of major store has been broken into in various cities around the country. And Apple, interestingly enough, had a pretty eerie message for the looters who busted into several Apple stores and stole the new iPhone. It, automatically, the iPhones were disengaged from the corporate level, and so people who were running around trying to get their iPhone, their new stolen iPhone, activated, were met with a message that says, please return to the Apple Store. This device has been disabled and is being tracked. Local authorities will be alerted of your location. So I'm expecting that some people probably panicked and dumped the iPhones into a dumpster somewhere. Others will probably still try to hack into the phones and use them. But hopefully, because, you know, no one here on this show has been in favor of looting, so hopefully a lot of these people will be caught. So, but that's Apple using technology. It lets you know, you know, that's the capability that they have.
Right.
That they can remotely take over your phone.
Which is kind of eerie in itself.
It is.
Number two on our list of the top five items in terms of technology this week is this new contact tracing app. This is sort of from the same, well, you're tracking something different though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so in France, they launched their contact tracing app this week for COVID-19, and so they essentially right now, it's voluntary to download it, but it will act as a supplement for human tracers who manually go through an infected person's contacts and then they contact everyone else that you've been around. So essentially, this is good news if people use it. They need about 80% of smartphone users to participate. That equals 56% of the general population. And then one infection can be prevented with every one or two users, according to their data. So essentially how it works, it lets you know via Bluetooth technology if you've been spending more than 15 minutes within a meter of someone who's actually carrying the virus, which is pretty cool if it works, but they need a lot of people to participate in it.
All right, for those of you who are fans of CES, this may be important.
Yep, the Consumer Electronics Show is actually moving forward in January in Vegas in person, and normally they have 175,000 attendees. We're not sure if they're going to cut down on that, but they're going to be taking a lot of the safety precautions. But it is good news for everyone in the tech world and consumers who like to see what's new and cool.
Back to business here. That's the overall review. Thanks to Victoria Keelan.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.